Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Lisabeth Allalde's co-worker goes to her family's Texas home when Lisabeth doesn't come to work and finds a family member also trying to check on the family. The two men break down a door and come face to face with Allalde's teen brother, Cesar Allalde, pointing a gun at them. Allalde tells them he killed both his parents, sister, and brother because they were, quote, cannibals and going to eat him.
Police found parents Ruben and Ada Allalde and siblings Lisabeth and Oliver Allalde all shot dead in a bathroom in the home. It appeared that each was shot in a different location in the home and dragged to the bathroom due to shell casings and blood spatter found throughout the rest of the home.
Cesar Allalde, 18, now charged with 4 counts of capital murder. Joshua Dumar gets in an argument with his girlfriend at their Florida home. At one point, the girlfriend going so far as to lock Dumar out until they seem to come to an agreement and she lets him back in. As the girlfriend lies on the couch, Dumar gets dinner ready, walks over to her with a steak in his hand, and smacks her in the face with it. Cops called and they determined the steak seasoning left on her cheek is enough evidence to charge Dumar, 32, with domestic battery. Well, that's rare. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Police in Maryland say a man has been charged in connection with a shooting that left 3 people dead, including a father and son, and 3 others wounded after an argument over parking during a neighborhood party. According to Annapolis Police Chief Edward Jackson, 43-year-old Charles Robert Smith has been charged with 3 counts of second-degree murder, 3 counts of attempted murder, assault, and other offenses in connection with the shooting that took place on the evening of June 11th. Smith turned himself in to authorities without incident and was ordered held without bond. At the scene, police found a semi-automatic handgun and a long gun. Overseas now and to Australia's deadliest traffic accident in over 30 years. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
A bus transporting wedding guests overturned in foggy conditions in Australia's wine region, killing 10 people and wounding 25. The bus driver has since been charged. According to a police statement, Brett Button has been held since a collision Sunday night with numerous charges of reckless and careless driving. The guests were on their way to their lodgings in the town of Singleton after attending a wedding at the Wandon Estate Winery. One visitor told our friends with Australia's 7 News that the event had been a nice day and a dream wedding.
It's the deadliest traffic incident in Australia since 1994, when a bus in Brisbane flipped on its side across a highway and down a steep hillside, killing 12 passengers, injuring 38 more. A jury in Oregon has determined that the electric utility Pacific Corp is to blame for the devastating fires that occurred over Labor Day weekend 2020. The company has been ordered to pay tens of millions of dollars to 17 homeowners who filed a lawsuit against the company. The jury also found the utility liable for additional damages that could increase the overall award into the billions. The Omaha, Nebraska-based investment group Berkshire Hathaway, which is owned by billionaire Warren Buffett, owns a number of utilities, including the one in Portland. The property owners claim that Pacific Corp was negligent when it failed to turn off power to its 600,000 customers during a windstorm, despite warnings from top fire officials and the chief of staff of then-Governor Kate Brown, and that its power lines were to blame for numerous fires. Following a brief court appearance, the New Jersey attorney accused in connection to a string of sex assaults that happened in Boston some 15 years ago is anticipated to post bail. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to his attorney, 35-year-old Matthew Nilo was not present in the Boston courtroom as he pleaded not guilty to 3 counts of aggravated rape, 2 counts of kidnapping, 1 count of assault with intent to rape, and 1 count of indecent assault and battery. Nilo's lawyer, Joseph Cataldo, informed the judge that his client was prepared to post the $500,000 bail that had been set last week. Nilo of Weehawken, New Jersey, was also ordered to wear a tracking device, hand over his passport, refrain from communicating with any victims or witnesses, and avoid the area where the assaults took place.
Authorities say the allegations against Nilo are related to 4 incidents that took place in Boston's Charlestown district between August 2007 and December 2008.
Melissa Rodriguez shares a Pennsylvania home with her 2 daughters and husband, Jose Rodriguez, but the mom wants a divorce after finding out her husband has a second family. Melissa plans to spend the weekend with friends in Jersey, but never makes it. She does not pick up her children from school or show up to a new job on Monday. Jose Rodriguez gives multiple accounts of when he last saw his wife. Her cell phone has been turned off since that day. Shortly after reporting his wife missing, Jose Rodriguez moves to New Jersey with their daughters, his girlfriend, and their infant son. Melissa Rodriguez, now missing 10 years. If you have info on Melissa's disappearance, contact Collingdale PD 610-586-0502. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.